A bald eagle perches on a mountaintop as the sun rises over a thick layer of clouds. Republic Pictures Paramount logo. Logo. BET Plus. A BET Plus original movie. Logo. Spiral Stairs. The view moves over various fabrics with bright colored prints.
Yeah.
More prints on textured fabrics flash by.
Yeah. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up?
Okay.
And all the fakes sit down.
Fingers flip through racks of clothes. A young black woman, Tanya, has wavy hair.
I love this for you. But you gotta crop it like right there though.
Oh, I see it. That would eat.
Oh my god, we are about to look muy bonita chileando in España.
She wears an exuberant coat.
My bad. But we are about to tear Spain up, okay? Beaches, tapas,
Spanish boy.
Her curly haired friend.
You're gonna love Valencia. The camp we're working at is bomb.
Tanya checks her phone.
Oh, hell no. It's my mom. Pick up your brother and come home ASAP. You know what? The dopest thing about Spain is that I'm 7,000 miles away from my dumb family.
Well, my brother's in prison. I'd give anything to have an extra moment with him.
Oh, cute.
Tanya texts.
They're your kids, not mine.
Did you just send that to your black mom?
Tanya shrugs.
Girl, that was a death wish.
I met this girl down in Tally. She said she flew in from Cali. Not a little, she live in the valley. Four rings on my hand look like an Audi.
A gray Buick sedan stops hard in a suburban driveway. Tanya gets out of the driver's seat.
Come on, fam, I was trying to hear the rest of the song.
That's why God invented Spotify.
Her brother stares.
Oh, yeah. Mom was right about you.
They head inside.
What you say?
Don't be mad she tell me stuff she don't tell you.
Oh, I'm not doing this with you today. I was out shopping with my friends and I had to come pick you up.
Then go talk to your mother.
I'm talking to you about
Look, I just got home, okay? Can you get out of my face?
Oh.
I'm just playing.
I am not giving you right. Can I just get in my room?
You always talking shit.
Ruining my day.
Damn, Melissa. If girls could be incels, that's your future. Go outside.
Do you only consume dark media?
Melissa wears all black.
Reality is darkness, Tanya. You avoid it, I run toward it.
Zach, we talked about this. Don't sneak up on people. It's creepy.
I wanted to say hi, but I didn't want to interrupt you.
Hey, where were you this morning?
I've been seeing the same murder of crows lately. Did you know a group of crows is called murder? Dope. I fed them and followed them around. I ended up in Winnetka. They had some beef with another murder, but I squashed it. Did you know crows can recognize faces? That means I've made friends for life.
That's really cool, Zach. But maybe next time don't go so far, though?
A plump black woman enters with a frown.
Mom?
You brought home your son.
What's good for your allowance?
Mom ignores them as she goes upstairs.
Mom?
Later, Zach eats pickles from a jar and reads a book on how to avoid strangling annoying people. Kenny vapes.
Kenny, can you not be a degenerate for like 5 minutes?
Well, I was popping in 5 minutes.
Mom had a nervous breakdown.
Girl, black folks don't have those.
They do when the boss's mediocre white son gets a promotion over them.
Flashback.
Done a more comprehensive report in half the time if you just used Canva.
Whoa.
Mom topples a desk.
Was that comprehensive enough? Dickless.
And now she has to go to Thailand to an immersive 2-month yoga meditation retreat.
Yo! So we've been at a whole house to ourselves? What is wrong with you?
I can't go to Spain. Mom needs some money for her retreat. My summer's ruined.
Why your black girl tried to get a crush my black wood, Joy?
Kenny smiles with gold grills. Later, Tanya follows her mom down the stairs.
All night and found stuff online to heal you. Good, cheap, local stuff, like CBD oil and massages and, oh, you can pet rescue dogs.
The doctor said to avoid stress at all times. If you keep this up, I swear to God, I'm gonna slap you to Spain. Zach, come say goodbye.
Kenny pulls Tanya aside.
What are you tripping for? We got no supervision for months. We finna live like white kids. We're throwing a party tonight.
Tonight, that is not enough time.
Day of. Keep the crowd small. You just don't know shit. Ooh, and make sure you invite Gabby because you know shit.
Come on, baby. You know I need you to help me tie my shoes before I get on.
Outside, an old maroon sedan pulls up the drive in front of the large two-story house.
Where are you, Zach?
The hood sports an ornament with the letter R.
Come here, boy. I'm gonna miss you.
She hugs Zach.
I want you to have a good trip. And don't worry. We'll deal with these abandonment issues later in life.
Oh, you're not being abandoned.
A wrinkled white finger rings the bell. Tanya opens the door.
Hello. What a pretty young lady.
Look, it's great that you've witnessed Jehovah or whatever, but now's a bad time.
Oh, no, dear. I'm Ms. Durack, the babysitter. You can call me ADT. I'll be helping to keep you safe all summer.
She clasps a Bible.
Oh, hell no.
Tanya shuts the door. Later.
The bills are on auto pay, and this should take your food and stuff. We're so blessed that you can do this for us at such short notice.
Well, I could tell from your Facebook post, you're a good woman who just needed a hand.
Oh, my coworker said you were such a sweetheart. Thank you.
The four kids stand outside.
A babysitter is a huge waste of money. I can handle it here. You always say I need to act like an adult. Give me a chance to. I mean, I drive those damn kids around.
Those damn kids? You mean your brothers and sisters that you drive around in my car? What else? What else is on your long list of adult behavior? When the last time you paid a bill, cooked a meal, cleaned a house without being told to? Hell, did anything without being told to? You don't have a clue what to do with your life. And you never had a job. And you barely got into Howard, even with my hookup.
Can you not read me for filth?
I need a break. Otherwise, you're gonna lose another parent.
Jesus, Mom.
Give me a hug.
Tanya leans forward, arm slack.
Hug me, girl.
She begrudgingly hugs her mom.
Thank you, Miss Durack. Love you, kids.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Tanya slips on red sunglasses as Kenny approaches. Mom hops in a waiting car.
Hurry up, get me out of here. There goes my summer. Bye, summer.
Tanya wiggles her fingers in a half-hearted wave. The kids duck.
Dude, what the shit?
Ms. Sturrock aims a gun in the air.
I watch Madea movies. I know how to discipline you little N-words.
Do you think that it's less racist if you don't say the actual word?
And why are you strapped?
Relax. It's just a starter pistol.
The gun fires in the air.
Where's my room? Get my bag.
Kenny nods and taps Tanya.
You get that.
Later, Melissa plays video games.
Violate my rules at your own peril.
The screen cuts out.
No more of this garbage. Run a mile. You'll never get a man with that couch dimpled derriere.
Ms. Sturrock tosses the girl her watch. Zach steps onto the porch.
Where do you think you're going?
Ms. Sturrock leads him back inside by a waist strap leash. Kenny smokes with some friends in the garage. She soaks them with water.
You got a week to get that crap out of your system. After that, I'll tell the cops you roughed me up in a fit of reefer madness.
Tanya applies makeup.
Makeup is for geisha whores.
Achoo! Spittle flies.
Well, don't you look precious? You know what's not so precious? Anal warts!
Ms. Sturrock holds up a phone. Later, Tanya huddles in bed. Kenny and the kids enter.
Please, no more!
Catch a case off her old ass!
What's wrong with you?
You ever seen a 10-minute STI slideshow?
What's an STI?
Do something, bro! She's only here because you suck so bad at life that Mom didn't trust you to watch us.
Or she thought you'd get so stoned that you'd burn the house down.
I think it's both.
Whatever! How are we gonna have this party while she's here?
Now, Ms. Sturrock knits in the living room. Tanya and Kenny approach her.
So sorry for how we behaved. Our mom didn't tell us we had a sitter.
Looking at you, I can tell why,
she wanted to surprise us.
Surprises are for kids' parties and the Japanese.
Right. Well, I know you said no guests, but we had already invited our church friends for Bible study. And, you know, we can't cancel on Jesus.
You better not wake me up. I get very grumpy when I get woken up.
More grumpy?
Would you like an allergy pill?
Sure. And a whiskey neat.
Okay. Oh, and you might hear music, but it's Christian hip-hop. DJ Cardinal Spin.
Hip-hop ruined the blacks.
Later at the house party.
I met this girl down in Thailand. She said she flew from Cali. Not a little, she live in the valley.
Someone sprinkles weed on the Holy Bible. Young adults dance to the music, filling the first floor of the house. Melissa counts cash. Zach sulks. Tanya rushes downstairs. Kenny grinds behind a girl.
I thought we said five people each.
Guess everybody invited five too.
This is way too much. Come on, I think we should stop.
Ain't Sheila and Duana going to Howard too? Go make friends. You don't want to be no sippy at college too, do you? Bye.
Kenny's friends sit together on a bar counter.
Move. Shit, it's Liddy.
I told you.
Sorry, his mom died, though.
His mom didn't die, dummy.
Oh, I was half listening.
Help that loud pet.
Tanya approaches two brown skin girls.
Hey, Shelly. Hey, Duana. Oh, Shelly. Hey, Tanya. Tanya Crandall. From school. From this house. This is my house. Y'all are going to Howard, right? Me too. It'd be nice to have some Cali girls there, you know. West side.
They avert their eyes and walk away.
Oh. We was having a whole conversation. That's fine.
Tanya's two friends from the store sit on a couch.
Oh, that was hard to watch, Mama.
Yeah, you won't come sit. Come sit.
Girl.
They need to watch.
Yeah, do you want a drink? We got you.
Listen up.
A little bit.
I want to thank everybody for coming to my brother Kenny's party. And I just want to remind y'all, if you ain't twerking, it ain't working. DJ, drop the music.
Tanya grins. Kenny bumps his shoulders to the beat. Another guy dances with a glass pipe. A girl drops it low and gyrates in high heels. A partygoer spins through a taped-off section of the living room with a sign that reads, "Do not enter." Tanya downs a drink. Dozens of young people bump to the music under colored party lights. In a bedroom, Ms. Sturrock sits facing closed double doors. She whips the doors open as the partiers dance on the upstairs landing. Frames hang askew on the wall. Two guys make out on the stairs. The sitter steps out of the bedroom and leans on the upstairs railing overlooking the foyer full of partiers. A young black man smokes a pipe beside her as a black woman rolls a joint. The crystal chandelier sways over the foyer. Tanya jumps beneath it. A girl twerks in cut-off shorts, and several couples kiss deeply. Ms. Sturrock gapes. Now she lays in bed. Daylight pours in. Tanya enters the bedroom.
Good morning, Mrs. Sturrock. Just wanted to make sure you slept through the part Bible study. The part of Bible study that got a little loud. With praise. Mrs. Sturrock?
The sitter's pale figure lies motionless.
Mrs. Sturrock?
Tanya prods her shoulder.
Mrs. Sturrock?
With both hands, Tanya shakes her shoulders.
Oh, Mrs. Sturrock? Mrs. Sturrock, wake up. Mrs. Sturrock. Oh, wait, whoa!
Ms. Sturrock's body falls, trapping Tanya on the floor.
Help! Kenny!
Now the siblings huddle over the body.
Sweet, my first dead body.
I'd say she'd be missed, but I doubt it.
I'm for sure going to juvie. Hold on, wait, they're gonna try to charge me as an adult. Y'all, we gotta pack up, we need to go to Mexico.
We can definitely not call the cops.
Hell no. We got a dead white woman in our house. They lynch people for much less.
That feels dishonest. Let's call mom, see what she thinks.
Wrong again, little man. The second we tell mom, she's gonna be on the first thing smoking.
And we cannot let that happen.
Right. Because then we can't throw parties like we
did. No, because she's not on vacation. She had a nervous breakdown. Leaving that place too soon could really mess her up.
This is why I really miss Dad.
This is why? Really? Zach, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just not used to being wrong. Kenny, how do you deal with it so often?
I just need some time to think.
Your time to think is her time to stink. We need to put her in the fridge to slow decay, not the freezer that could cause tissue damage. Shows premeditation.
A pink and white flower pattern sheet falls over the body. Now the four kids carry the sitter. The body slips and drops to the floor at the base of the stairs. They rush down and lift her again.
She's heavy.
Come on.
Anya screams as a leg sticks out of the blanket. In the garage, they sit the body in a refrigerator.
Well, shall we?
I'll get her.
I got it.
Kenny lifts her legs.
Push it back.
He angles her legs up to the left. The kids slam the door and tape it shut.
I need some air.
The garage door opens. Tanya faces a white, clean-cut police officer standing just outside the door.
We had a 911 hang-up from here?
Oh, that was my brother.
Our mistake, officer. You know how kids are these days, all cell phone. You just didn't realize it still dials even if you don't hit call.
You all live here?
All our lives.
Along with our mom. She's not here. She
out on a very deserving spa day.
You sure?
Tape snaps off the fridge.
Sorry, officer. Really can't invite you in. Strict house rules. You work at the sheriff's department, right? I used to play lacrosse with a kid whose dad works there. His name was, Harry Sarkisian.
He's the sheriff.
Tanya eyes her siblings.
He got elected? Couldn't have happened to a more hardworking, nice
guy. Zach and Melissa stare stone-faced.
Tell him I said hi.
The officer frowns and shifts his gaze.
Be careful, kids. Okay, the phone's not a toy.
Tanya clicks the garage door remote. The officer heads for his cruiser and Kenny gives a small wave with a smile. The garage door closes and the fridge snaps open. The body falls out.
Amazing! Nice work! How'd you do that?
You actually saved our asses. What the hell are y'all celebrating for? That shit was humiliating. How many niggas you know lucky enough to know the sheriff's son? What was you thinking? You out here just walking up to him, not calling him officer. Man was ready to pop off. He didn't even believe we lived here.
Wait, I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Kenny grinds his teeth.
We still have a dead lady here.
Okay, bet. Middle of the night, we'll drop off at the funeral home with the note.
It's not 1991. There are cameras everywhere. Use your head. Of course. Why didn't I think of this already? Murderous Mama, Season 4, Episode 12. Guys!
Kenny dons lacrosse gloves.
The tree cheers for death episode.
He takes a bottle of liquor.
We take her to a remote area. We inject, like, a gallon of liquor into her.
At night in a car, Kenny drips liquor from a funnel into the sitter's mouth, then starts the engine.
Then drive it into a tree.
The body rides in the driver's seat as the car rolls down a hill.
Case closed.
The car turns toward a lake. Ms. Sturak's car bobs into the lake, then nosedives under the water. The kids chase it down the hill, then stare at the black water from the lake's edge. Bubbles erupt on the surface as the car is fully submerged. Melissa smirks.
Even better. Let's go.
Tanya and Kenny turn and follow Melissa.
Let's never piss her off.
Yeah, she's savage.
Credits appear. A Spiral Stairs Entertainment production. In association with Treehouse Pictures. In association with Smize Productions. Over the bubbling lake, yellow lines of text slide together to form the title. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Copyright 2024. Tanya wears her red sunglasses as she drives the gray Buick with her siblings. Simone Joy Jones. Patricia, Ms. Pat Williams. Danielle Hansley Jr., Miles Fowler, Jermaine Fowler, Iantha Richardson. A two-lane highway stretches into the distance.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac.
The morning sun casts light from behind far-off hills with June Squibb and Nicole Richie. Carter Young, IME Sledge, Tyreek Withers, Gus Kenworthy. Casting by Kim Coleman, CSA. Music by Jonathan Scott Friedman. Line producer Bernie Gewissler. Co-producer Eric Tostorf. Tanya slips off her shades. Melissa stares out the open back window. Co-producer Kim Coleman, co-executive producers for BET Films Larissa Bates, Marvin Neal, Maureen Guthman, Devin Griffin. Tanya glances over at Kenny sleeping in the passenger seat. A pink pastel sky emerges on the horizon. Costume designer CC, production designer Valerie Green, editor Eric Lewis. Director of photography Matt Clegg, senior executive producer Michael Phillips. Senior executive producer Tova Lader. Executive producer Ryan Huffman. Executive producer Tyra Banks. Executive producers Neil Landau, Tara Ison, Chuck Hayward. Produced by Juliet Berman, PGA. Produced by Oren Siegel, PGA. Produced by Justin Nappi. Produced by Juliana Mayo. Based on the screenplay by Neil Landau and Tara Ison. Story by Chuck Hayward and Neil Landau and Tara Ison. Screenplay by Chuck Hayward. Directed by Wade Elaine Marcus. At the house, toilet paper and crushed red plastic cups litter the front porch and bushes. A pizza box hangs on the railing. A joint smokes in a marijuana leaf ashtray. Tanya enters the trashed kitchen in pajamas.
We're hungry.
She opens the fridge.
Well, you're in the right room.
Your dumb friends ate all our food, so you need to go food shopping. Use the money Mom gave Miss Durack. It's in an envelope in her purse.
Flashback to the car.
No woman puts her purse in the back seat. They're gonna know something's up.
And paramedics don't know shit.
In the kitchen, Tanya overfills her cup with milk, staring blankly forward. Now she digs through a closet and a drawer of papers.
Y'all going through Mom's house. Oh, man, some real funky energy in this room. What are y'all doing?
Miss Durack had all her food money with her when we got rid of her.
Okay, so who the best swimmer?
Out of the question.
We're gonna starve to death. Calm down. How much do you guys have in your savings?
Or what?
Zach shakes his head.
Okay, so you gotta get a job.
Why can't you get one?
Means you earn 18 more cents on the dollar. That adds up.
Nobody's gonna hire him with that grill.
Okay, so let's bid board.
Kenny clears off the kitchen counter. He spins a vape and the siblings watch as it slows. The mouthpiece points to Kenny.
Yes! Grill stays, fight me.
It's best that you do it, Tanya. You know how Kenny is with authority.
And reliability.
And English.
Okay.
He flips them off.
You need an easy drive that pays quick.
I guess I could drive a road, bro.
Nah, you gotta be 25 for that.
Oh, no one's gonna believe you're 25.
They will with this bomb-ass fake ID I make her.
Teenage girl driving for road, bro.
Guess I'm about to see my second dead body. What a week.
This is gonna suck, isn't it?
Don't wanna meet your mom. Don't wanna meet your granny. Just show me where to come. Now Tanya pulls her car to a curb. A fit young black guy hops in the back.
Brian, right? Malibu Round Trip.
Yeah, that's me.
She spots him in the mirror and stares. She smiles to herself.
Everything cool?
Yeah. Your face. I didn't see that you were... I didn't see that... You had a mask on in your profile picture, so...
Oh, yeah, I should change that. Grim reminder of COVID times. I get it. Recognize me now?
He holds a hand up to his mouth.
Oh my, absolutely not!
What?
The best beaches in Southern California are in Orange County.
I mean, yeah, we're just gonna deal with the Orange County people.
Oh, wow.
Brian sits back in his seat.
Man, I'm gonna miss it here.
Where are you going?
Syracuse, I start school there in the fall.
Is the dorm there just a giant igloo?
Yeah, you actually just walk right into it.
Tanya grins and cringes.
That was terrible!
Tell that to your smile. Anyway, Syracuse has one of the best architecture programs in the country, and I'm gonna need it because I want to create mass-producible, environmentally sustainable, good-quality homes cheaply to solve the homelessness crisis.
Wow. What an asshole.
They share a smile in the rearview mirror, now at a wedding venue.
You'll still be here when I get back, right? Even for an asshole like me.
50-50 chance.
Brian leans through the window and winks at Tanya. He hurries inside with a suit bag. Tanya's face falls and she hurriedly checks her reflection in the vanity.
Oh, God. Ow.
She rips the claw clip from her hair, then applies lip balm. She smacks her lips, then checks her breath. She gags and pops open a mint dispenser. She checks the venue entrance and pops a mint in her mouth. She unscrews a metal bottle cap and sips.
Okay.
Tanya clutches her throat. Brian opens the passenger door.
Front seat's cool, right?
I feel like we're past the chauffeur's seat.
Cool.
Mint crumbs fall from her mouth.
Cool.
Brian stares.
Cool.
They share a nod and Tanya pulls away from the curb.
So.
Tanya scrolls a music app on her mounted phone by the steering wheel. They sing along.
Don't you hate her all tricking ass? Talking about he in the kitchen ass. Get a bag. Nigga, why you out here with your leeching ass? Richin' ass nigga in my DM trying to eat my ass. Freaky ass nigga. Oh, pee wee ass nigga. Hey, what type of nigga with homeboy shit? In his baby mama crib, riding his baby mama whip. Man, what type of nigga tell lies on his dick? I was running to the gram every time he hit a lick.
That's so crazy, you know? What type of nigga?
That I just showed you.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tip. Like, that's the tip for the trip.
Tanya stops the car. Tanya smiles at him.
So, you five-star me, I'll five-star you.
Deal.
He smiles and unbuckles. Tanya grins and leans out the window.
Oh, good luck at Syracuse.
Yeah. Good luck at life. Adios, amigo. Ga. Spanish.
Brian turns back and leans on Tanya's open window.
Hey, what's your favorite building?
What? What did you say?
Favorite building.
You, I don't know. The Grove?
No, I mean, like, architecturally. How are you feeling?
Huh. Never really thought about it.
Oh.
She gazes into his eyes.
We'll see ya.
He shrugs off the window and walks away. Tanya turns away and gapes to herself.
I don't know. The Grill.
At a restaurant, Kenny puffs smoke into the air. Zach picks at food and Melissa takes a huge bite.
Dang. You're gonna turn into a Philly cheesesteak.
And you're gonna turn into a sad trophy wife.
At least I'll be a wife.
The server leaves the bill and Kenny slides it across the table to Tanya. She glares at him and snatches it.
Jesus, the bill is as much as I made today.
Kenny takes the bill.
120? Stop complaining. What do you go to work for then?
Tanya gets a notification from Road Bro. Passenger reports lost item in vehicle. She texts, "Hey Brian, what did you leave in my car?" Brian texts, "My balls evidently, I didn't ask for your number." Tanya sends her contact info then texts, "Nice new profile pic, wink face."
$120 a day, times 4 days a week.
Why only 4 days?
Know yourself, Tanya. That's 480 a week. Minus taxes is 336 a week. That's not gonna feed four people. Not with Kenny's weed munchies.
Kenny vapes.
You need to get a grown-up job.
But I'm not a grown-up.
At home.
Not yet.
Meet the new and improved Tanya Crandall. You got Insta, Facebook, Twitter, and I even put some kid pics on something called MySpace. Now they'll definitely believe you're 25.
How'd you even do this?
She a G, y'all better get into it.
Just cut and paste a bunch of bullshit from resume sites. And the social stuff was easy. My girlfriend in Morocco wrote a code that overrides timestamps. Congrats, you're a grown-ass woman.
And a graduate of Bates College.
Is that a real place?
Yeah, my boyfriend in Boston wants to go there.
Wait, you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend? Are you like a player or is this like a poly situation?
Your generation and your labels.
I'm pretty sure we're the same generation.
Bates is a liberal arts school in Maine. Tiny but prestigious. I heard a comedian say you only have to know a few things about a school to pretend you went there. So I wrote down a few dorms and pizza places nearby.
Okay, I see you. Team Crandall!
And I found a job you might like. Some clothing company called Libra.
Ugh, no, that's not really my style.
You know what's not my style? Hunger, bitch. Go!
Now, Tanya's alarm reads 6:08. She rolls under her covers in bed and sits up. Tanya rubs her face, then hits the alarm.
Letting the lame ass nigga lay with me.
In her bedroom, Tanya applies makeup and holds up clothes in the mirror. She rolls her eyes at a jean vest, then tries several other colorful patterned outfits. She does a finger gun and blows the tip while holding a brown fringe jacket. She holds a cropped sweater and looks around. Now Tanya checks her reflection wearing a pink checkered blazer over the cropped sweater, black capris and black high heels. Tanya looks up at a tall mirrored skyscraper. An elevator reaches floor 10. Tanya wears her hair straight. She steps off the elevator into a bustling office. A sign on the door reads, Libra. Tanya holds her chin high and clutches a shoulder bag as people breeze by her in the entry. She struts forward, smoothly tucking hair behind her ear. She bumps into a thin black woman in business attire holding a folder and spills her coffee.
Oh my God, I am so sorry. I can help.
Okay, back up, back up, back up, back up. You do not pat people down like the damn TSA. That is assault.
Can I at least pay for your dry cleaning?
Oh, so now I'm broke.
Oh no, I am so sorry. I'm sure your finances are great. Let me start over. I'm Tanya, and I'm here to meet with HR.
Well, then go meet with HR.
A mousy white blonde woman strides in.
Okay, Dora the Explorer, go down that hallway and look for the HR office. Do you know which letters to look for on
this
door?
What is going on? Is everything okay?
It was until little Miss Thing here decided to start playing bumper bodies.
I spilled coffee on her. But tie-dye is back in, though. I can get some cranberry juice to make that shirt pop in.
Caroline. Public berating does not fit with our corporate culture. I'll pay for your dry cleaning if you stand down.
No, not necessary, Rose. Thank you for the feedback.
Rose? Rose Lindsay?
Unless you're my ex-boyfriend or my ex-boyfriend's wife.
You're the boss lady? I'm Tanya. I'm interviewing for the receptionist job.
Rose looks her over.
Is that so?
They shake hands.
I'm sorry about Caroline. The bug-up her ass lives on the stick-up her ass, and her neighbors to the north are the chip on her shoulder.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
They meet in a conference room.
You're a Bates College girl, huh?
Go Bobcats! Sure do miss Gritty McDuff's Brew Pub. But not as much as Paige Hall, the dorm I used to live in.
Rose gives her a look, then sits on the desk.
Why do you want to work here?
Well, I love the clothes. And I would love to be a part of a brand that means so much to so many people.
Rose drops her chin and stares.
I really need a job. I've been supporting a few family members who have fallen on hard times, and they're really counting on me. Plus, you're a super inspiring woman in this industry, and I feel like I'd learn way more from you than I ever did at Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, where I went to college.
Rose smirks.
You know, Caroline was supposed to move up to be my executive assistant. But she just rubs people the wrong way. And you really need this job. Caroline just thinks she deserves it. Why don't you wait in the lobby? I'm gonna call your references.
Rose steps out. Tanya's grin falls. She stares out the floor-to-ceiling windows of the high rise. She leans her head on the glass. Cars drive through an intersection and a pedestrian ambles over a crosswalk. Tanya turns her head toward the door. Now, Tanya waits in a reception chair. She adjusts her blazer. She rubs her knees and grins at people passing by. Tanya fans herself with her collar. She types into a search bar on her phone, penalty for identity fraud. Tanya stares at the screen as results appear. One reads, criminal penalties, imprisonment ranging from 15 years to decades. She looks around smiling, then turns back to her phone. Her eyes search around the office. Caroline leans over a desk and mouths the words, eat shit. Tanya stands and starts to leave.
Not so fast.
Rose enters from the back.
No red flag cyberstalking you. And your references absolutely gushed.
Melissa.
Tanya is a shining star. The day she left was the worst day of my life. And I saw my parents murdered by a gang of street toughs.
She's a real class op. High up, post heights.
Kenny chokes on smoke from a joint.
Excuse me. Whooping cough got me this year. Nasty thing.
You've worked for some real characters, haven't you?
Guess so.
Well, we'll have to take it easy on you. Welcome aboard. Now, starting salary is 60K.
60K?
I know, it's not great, but we've all had to tighten our belts in this weird economy.
Do I get that all at once?
You're hilarious. I got a call with the board. Caroline will get you all set up.
Caroline purses her lips. Tanya wiggles with glee.
It's too easy.
Kenny films his friend skateboarding in the backyard.
Hey, so look, it's your boy K. Cran, and we're gonna be dropping dope shit every single week. Make sure you follow.
Yo, Mom already told you not to skate on her back patio.
She don't even like you.
Oh, shit.
That was rude.
Well, you know who does like me? My new boss at the new grown-up job I just got. I am the executive assistant to the chief executive officer at Libra Clothing Incorporated.
Wow, that sounds really hard for a smart person. You're screwed.
Can you come live with one of y'all?
Text from Brian. Can I take you out, please? She texts, I guess. Movie or something. Brian says, gimme credit. I'm more creative
when
than
these that. Videos blow up, Zach and Melissa can just come stay with me in my mansion while you stay sucking at your little job.
I'm gonna kill it. I have to. Otherwise, my hot girl summer is gonna be a not good bummer.
Don't try. Just don't.
Well, maybe while I'm working, y'all could clean up like big boys.
What is that job doing to you? You're changing.
Kenny records her.
That's what you get, fathead.
She runs into the curtain. In the morning, Tanya hits her alarm.
Bye, guys. Wish me luck.
You about to fail.
Tanya rushes out of the house. Her phone GPS ETA reads 22 minutes. It updates to 49 minutes. Now she races into the office, bumping a clothing rack and a man in the hall.
Rose! Hi! I am so sorry I'm late. I can't believe I'm late on my first day. I took the same route I took for my interview, but it took twice as long.
Tanya, I've lived in LA for 30 years. I know how traffic works. Don't let it happen again. All right, got that out of the way. Back to Cooler Rose. Drop your things. I'm gonna show you around.
Tanya follows Rose around the office. She clips on a missing earring.
As you know, Libra has been one of the most popular young women's brands for half a century. Do you know why they chose the name Libra? Clothes that balance the scales between pretty and practical.
That sounds so 50s.
Exactly. Monochromatic is pretty big this season, which is good because that's kind of all we do around here. Ooh, hate, love. Good to move into production. Okay, so here's how it works. Each season, I meet with the design team to vet their pitches. Then I coordinate between them and the manufacturing overseas. Rose.
A brunette woman comes over.
I just got word that our winter line will be delayed. Manufacturing facility, staff shortage. Another rash of employee suicides. I thought we put out those jumper nets. Oh, no, these were hangers. Remind me to update our employee waiver to include hanging. Frankie, this is Tanya, my new executive assistant. She'll be your boss someday.
If she doesn't hang herself first.
Tanya looks between the two women.
Once manufacturing assembles that season's line, it gets moved over to shipping. At the same time, the marketing team pitches me their ad campaigns. Then we shoot the lookbooks, send them to the influencers, and wait for the orders to pour in. All while keeping those geriatric bean counting board of directors happy. And you'll be my consigliere through all of it.
Consigliere? That sounds important. Scary.
Now, my time is very valuable to me, so I need you to be my gatekeeper. And make friends with the other department heads' executive assistants. Give me a heads up if there's any trouble on the horizon. I hate surprises.
Gotcha. Consigliere, gatekeeper, spy.
A stack of files.
I liked you. This is the QED report. Around here, it's like the Bible, except it's full of facts. Finish these before I meet with the board biweekly. You've used Clutus before, right? Of course you have. Everyone in the industry has. IT will get you all logged in and sorted out. Oh, and the most important thing, if we're not alone and I ask you for something, you just say, I'm right on top of that, Rose.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
They never expect women to be chill. It really fries their circuits. I got a good feeling about you. Bring it in, sis.
Rose holds her arms out. Tanya sets down the files and leans in.
Whoa. A-frame hugs only. I didn't spend 3 hours in that sexual harassment course for nothing.
The two women lean together, gripping shoulders with their waists far apart. Rose hugs Tanya over one shoulder, then the other. At home, Melissa tosses an ice cream carton.
You guys are up early.
My stomach growling woke me up. I made a pickle sandwich.
And I made a breakfast pizza with ketchup, American cheese, and bread.
I don't recommend it.
Oh, look at this house that you live in. You each have your own rooms. Food insecurity is temporary. This is the norm for some people. Yeah.
They pile dishes. Brian texts, woke up thinking about you. Tanya types, so did I.
Thanks for checking our privilege. And the crows are coming over later. Want to meet them after work?
I'm good. Don't bring them in the house, though.
They'll make less of a mess than your friends.
Zach backs away. Brian texts, you woke up thinking about yourself? Narcissist. Tanya texts, now you're negging me? Brian, who you calling a negger? Tanya's grin falls and she turns to the overflowing dirty dishes in the sink. She peers out the window. Kenny lounges in a chair by the in-ground pool. Tanya strides over and whacks his foot.
Kenny. Kenny!
Man, leave me alone.
I need you to go find food.
Okay, then give me the money and I'll go find food.
I don't have money yet. I need you to be resourceful. And can you please clean up the house? You're home all day and the house is still a disaster area.
You know, I feel bad for whatever clown you tricked into marrying you.
I won't have to trick somebody into... I am not doing this with you, okay? Help out, somehow, anyhow. Mow a lawn, vacuum a floor, do a goddamn dish, man!
Later on the front lawn, Kenny's friend tosses dinner plates. Kenny shatters them with a bat.
Dishes are done, man.
Come on, I'm gonna whoop that ass for bringing her dishes.
Unexpectedly, a plate flies.
He broke that one.
At Libra.
The worst breath. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Bruce. How was Fire Island?
Fire. No follow-up questions, please.
Love.
Tanya spots a caller ID photo.
Is that your boyfriend?
It's Brian. Caroline glances.
Ew, no, that's my brother.
She snatches the phone.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I see the resemblance.
Why are you all up in my screen?
Tanya turns quickly and scurries down the hall. Caroline peers after her over a half wall.
You have got issues, girl. I mean, don't get me wrong, I live for the drama, but you got issues.
Caroline glowers at her white male coworker. Tanya enters an office and mouths to herself, what? Rose rakes a desktop Zen garden.
Hey, Tanya, how's that QED report coming?
Tanya plasters a grin.
Oh, it's coming. It's a beast.
In the front office.
She stole my job. And all she does is just kiss up to Rose all day.
That's what you do. You didn't get the job.
Oh, hey. You are my gay at work husband. Be on my side.
I am, but I'm not the, like, let's slash your tires gay work hubby. I'm the, like, don't play yourself girl gay work hubby. You know? Ultimately, it's better for you.
Rose.
Facilities and have them repaint my office. None of that bargain basement finger paint like last time. I want Benjamin Moore's Arctic Blue. Oh, and I forgot it's the chairman of the board's birthday, so I'll have to butter him up. Send him a bottle of Blue Label. Knowing that old lush, he'll finish it by EOD. Just use the card, it should be in your top drawer.
Tanya opens the drawer and takes out the black and gold company credit card.
It's for office expenses and miscellaneous things. Just submit your receipts to accounting.
At home, groceries hit the counter.
Anyone ever gonna clean up?
Thank God, I was seriously considering cannibalism.
Wait, so you finally got paid?
Not yet. The corporate card.
Hey, so you got a black card. Let me see.
I wish. It's for office expenses and stuff. But my first check will be like $1,700, so I'll pay it right back.
What's up?
All right, can you guys grab the rest of the groceries? And Kenny, can you please make dinner? I have a date.
No.
You said we can play video games tonight.
We'll do it another night for sure. I don't want to cancel on this guy.
Nothing past second base. We don't need another mount to feed.
I already said I'm not cooking. The homies is coming over tonight.
Well, then do it before the homies get here.
You're the only black person that can say that and sound racist.
She rolls her eyes. On her date, Brian and Tanya walk a flower-lined path.
I can't believe you brought me flowers.
Doesn't everybody? What kind of war criminals are you dating?
The kind that take me on a nice meal. You know, not the ones who ask me to meet them in nature and give me more nature.
Well, beauty of a nature on nature date? You can just pick the flowers for later.
Brian takes her bouquet and tosses them into the brush of wildflowers.
Tonight, we're gonna see the Rogers-Parker Comet, which hasn't been visible for over 37,000 years. So I figured we'd shoot our shot. Unless you plan on living to 37,001.
I mean, why wouldn't I? I could teach you.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. I didn't know Road Bro taught you how to live forever. Wait, don't you have to be 25 for that?
No, you actually just have to have a card saying that you're 25.
That's crazy. Because my great-granddad lied about his age to fight in World War II, and then you did it to drive for road, bro.
I actually don't drive anymore. I found a job that's not on wheels.
Oh, that's great. What are you doing?
Tanya looks away as her smile falters.
Don't ask me any first aid questions.
At home, Kenny takes a smoking dish from the oven.
Right.
He presents the burnt casserole.
Eat. Eat what? That?
It's casserole. All I did was put a bunch of stuff together.
Oh, looks like he threw up in a pan.
Kenny takes a bite. Zach gets the door as Kenny coughs up the food. Zach sets a pizza on the table.
What the hell?
Shavings. Count.
On the date, Tanya and Brian look out over the city as the sun sets.
I just told you I had a fake ID. Mm. Does that make me a monster?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Total monster. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like if someone's lying to you, your relationship's worthless, right? You're just kind of living in a false reality.
The hazy horizon turns pastel over the twinkling city lights.
Movies and TV never shy away from this angle. Even though it's how most of us have been saying it for forever. It's always Griffith. It's what made me want to be an architect, to build something like that here for us.
What age did you start therapy?
15. Is it that obvious?
I mean, guys our age don't normally get this deep on a first date.
Well, your whole first date premise is flawed.
What? Okay, then you mansplain it to me then.
Sure. Our real first date was on the trip to Malibu because that's when our classic love story was born.
No, because I was working. You paid me. So, if that was a date, then you're calling me, you know.
You're gonna want to agree with me, because I never kiss on the first date.
Brian caresses Tanya's face as he leans in. They kiss. Now in her office, Tanya talks on the phone.
Hi, IT? Yes, this is Tanya from Rose Lindsay's office. Can you please send someone in here to help me into Cletus, please? Thank you.
So, what'd you think of the fall line?
It was cool. It had a lot of cool things about it.
Tanya, did your voice just go up on the bullshit register?
She gets me with that one all the time.
A bald black man.
Tanya, this is Gus, head of logistics.
And VP of Please and Rose.
They share an adoring look.
And I take all my jobs very seriously. You look like some bubblegum, I chew you up. You look so damn good right now.
Thank you.
Can you do me a favor? Can you look after this lady here? The queen needs a strong court. So, are we still on for dinner tonight?
Sure. Dare we try a major domo?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Hey, that's my line. Oh.
Gus holds his hands up, then sidles out of the office.
Damn, Rose. Be fine.
Always date a younger man, Tanya. More stamina, fewer opinions.
At the door, Caroline's male coworker.
Hey, Bruce from IT?
And Caroline's boyfriend?
No, she doesn't have the parts. Girl, I don't have the patience. And stop asking that, you sound like you're obsessed. What we got? Also, don't worry about Caroline. Her bark is a lot worse than her bite.
Rose spins in her chair. In the hall, Tanya spots Caroline.
Stripe day.
Tanya drops her grin and walks away. Caroline turns to Bruce.
I thought we agreed you were going to be nice. Look, Rose is your boss, so beef with Tanya is beef with Rose.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Take her to lunch, get manicures, talk about boys?
No, those are our things. Just extend like a work-related olive branch. We're all on the same team here.
I hate your logic.
And I hate your glittery wedges. Trust me, they're not doing for you what you think they are.
Brian texts Tanya about another date tonight. Caroline.
Oh, I was texting a person. A cousin. A person's cousin that I know.
Bruce made me say sorry that we got off on the wrong foot. I thought I was gonna get your job.
Thank you. And Bruce.
And I guess we're on the same team, so if you ever need help, and I'm not busy, and you're not getting on my damn nerves, then I might help you.
I'll take it. But unless you can do a QED report real fast, then I'm good.
I got you. I did them when I filled in for Rose's last assistant.
Are you sure? I thought you hated me.
Bitch, take the damn olive branch.
You right.
Later at an arcade, Tanya shoots a plastic gun.
Die! Ugh, I wish I could do this in real life.
Brian's eyes turn from Tanya to the exploding enemies on screen.
My sister loves this shit. She taught me. Kind of the only way she'll talk to me these days. Die!
Yeah, I say you should worry, but the zombie apocalypse is coming up, so it's good she's preparing you now.
He holds up his phone for a selfie and Tanya leans in.
Oh wait, you can't post that.
You gotta manage something?
No, I didn't do my hair.
For a date?
You know what, I just don't do socials. Shit freaks me out.
Huh. Oh, God, stop.
Oh!
That's so
nope.
It's done. So, if the zombie apocalypse happens, what are your skills? Because as an architect, I will be king, you know, building crazy walls and shit.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna, like, I watch a lot of Big Brother.
Do you?
Yeah, so my political game, you know, that'll be tight.
Huh, helpful. But I think you'll need a little bit more. Aren't they teaching you anything at your job about... Wait, what's your job again?
Oh, it's just a dumb day job.
Do you work for the CIA? Do you know how to speak Russian or something?
Yeah.
Brian grins widely.
Okay, not asking about your job. What do you want to do when you grow up?
Be an adult.
I mean...
I don't know. I don't really have a plan. Kind of like fashion.
You see,
I mean, it sucks. It's like you're a failure if you're 20 and you don't have a career path or a startup or like a million followers.
Right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you have to be popping today.
Yes,
you just need like a finish line. And then you can start having fun getting there. And if the line changes, cool. But you need a finish line. Or else sort of just running. Right?
Brian covers his eyes as Tanya spins him around.
Well, I hope you don't think you playing guidance counselor is gonna get you late on the second date.
Third? I'm surprised Howard lets some kids who can't count.
Tanya covers her face as Brian jumps on a game platform. A young girl walks by holding a huge stuffed purple bear.
You battle through. No, like, I battle through.
Aww. I used to always want one of those.
Well, not today. Let's go play some bikes.
They climb onto toy motorcycles at a superbike arcade game.
To make you mine, tell me now, is it
Brian climbs off his bike and onto the back of Tanya's. He places his hands on the handlebars.
My hand.
Now in front of a colorful wheel game.
So I won this scholarship from the American Architecture Foundation.
What?
Yeah, and they have this big dinner thing, and I was actually wondering if you wanted to be my date.
Tanya grins and leans in close.
Unless you're not really into that thing. I'm just really asking to protect your fragile female.
They kiss. Brian holds Tanya's face as they kiss passionately.
Hey, if you two pervs have to eat each other's heads off, can you not do it in front of Spinning Wind?
Yeah, no, yeah, sorry.
Tanya wakes in her bed.
Are we under attack?
Zach.
No, they're sad. One died. Cronin O'Brien. He was a real one.
He pours water.
Pouring out for the
police. No, do that outside!
Tanya sits in traffic.
Or you can just go! What is...
She watches a video on her phone. Her two friends cheers in Spain. Tanya swipes the story to a photo captioned, Spanish boys and girl. Tanya honks.
Go!
At Libra.
And as we get older, here's a QED report, let me know what you think.
Thanks, Caroline, I'll show Rose.
Now in a montage, Tanya repeatedly hits her wake-up alarms. The elevator opens to the Libra office. Rose does yoga. Melissa plays a shoot video game in the living room. Tanya wakes in bed and throws off her covers. Zach feeds a crow on the lawn. Kenny makes burgers.
never called me again. Twisting sides and old.
All right, y'all better get in here if y'all want to eat.
Tanya works at her desk. Zach piles another dish in the sink. Kenny teaches Melissa to skateboard. They dance in the yard. Tanya leaves for work. Kenny films a friend skating near the pool as Zach floats on a raft.
Money! Hey!
Stop playing with that boy!
Kenny, you up?
Tanya taps her phone alarm, already up and brushing her teeth. Brian texts her, heavy petting tonight? Tanya reacts to the message with a ha-ha emote. Nighttime at a city overlook, Tanya and Brian make out on the hood of his car. Now Tanya talks on her cell in the office.
Did you really peep your little sister skate? Girl got skills.
Wow, I didn't even know she knew where outside was.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm a good influence.
Okay.
Team Crandall up in this bitch. Did you sign Zach up for soccer?
Not yet.
Kenny, it's due tomorrow.
Wait, 24 hours ain't enough time to fill out an application?
Just do it.
You do it, damn.
Can't even have one good moment without you going all Real Housewives.
Well, you're at home all day. Zach.
That makes you the housewife while I'm here earning money to feed your ass.
Martyr.
Douche.
Rose comes from her office.
Relax, people. This is not insurmountable. We're going to mobilize the influencers and get them back in the product placement game. Tanya, get me Marvin from BET.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
She lets the meeting out and shuts the door.
Another quarter, another downtick in sales. Of course, the board is losing their mind. Mama needs her medicine. Happy hour?
They pass through the front office.
I don't know what this job will ruin first, brain, soul, or liver. Oh, and fabulous job on the QED report.
Thanks, Rose.
Caroline peeks over her desk. At a restaurant, a server approaches Tanya and Rose.
What can I get you, ladies?
Rose squints at Tanya.
I will have the Long Island iced tea, rocks, with a twist, and a spritz. Amaretto sidecar.
Awful. They have the best Manhattans in town. Two, please.
Tanya shifts in her seat, then looks out the tall window pane wall.
I don't get it. I don't see a bunch of naked girls walking around. Why aren't they wearing our clothes?
Tanya averts her eyes.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe we're not wowing them. The girls who wore Libra at my school were still kind of finding their style. Libra's clothing are things that their parents wanted them to wear and not things that they were actually excited about wearing.
Well, don't forget high school for you was ages ago. And your resume, I mean, as impressive as it is, didn't include adolescent psychology, so why don't we leave the opining to the experts?
The server brings two Manhattans in martini glasses.
I'm sorry. This business is just changing so fast. My entire life, you went to the mall and got clothes from stores like Libra. Now I'm reading articles titled How Fast Fashion is Terrorizing the Environment.
Yeah, my friends, bigger kids, my friends' kids, really pay attention to that stuff. I follow Emma Watson and she only wears sustainable clothes.
Unfortunately, revamping our manufacturing would be like turning around an oil tanker. If I can be honest, I'm just a little on edge because Gus had mentioned that he might be ready to take things to the next level.
Marriage?
Honey, please, no. Moving in. You have to foster a puppy before you can tell if it's your forever pet. Hell, I just got him to agree to monogamy, and don't think that wasn't a Herculean task. Anyway, I'm just waiting for him to bring it up to me while our clothes are on. You know men only think emotionally when they're laying in the wet spot.
Disgusting. Men are like that. Disgusting.
Rose sips her drink.
This is good.
Yeah. It's good. So good. It's delicious.
Tanya dips her tongue in the glass. Now she arrives home. Tanya stops in her tracks in the entry. The living room is filled with arcade console games and the floor littered with cups.
Kenny!
In another room, Kenny plays cards. Tanya storms in.
How did this happen?
In a flashback.
Hey, son, you got a black card.
I wish. It's for office expenses and stuff, but I'll pay right
He photos the card.
All right, don't look at me. I don't even game like that.
Melissa sighs.
Things were getting tense with a girlfriend. And the boyfriend. I needed offline games.
I'm sorry.
but I also got something. I'm feeling guilty, but also really satisfied.
Okay, so I did the five.
Let's see. Oh, I have another ace.
I have the three.
Tanya steps out the back door to the patio.
Oh my God, Zach!
A murder of crows sits on a treehouse. Zach strolls outside.
You didn't want the crows inside, so I got a place for us to hang out here. I was being respectful. Kenny got something, too.
Tanya turns to find a skateboard ramp in the yard.
How much did all this cost?
$9,268.
You spent all that?
If you count all the Whole Foods receipts, it's $12,678.
But you're getting $60,000. This is way less.
That is not how it works. How could you do this to me? All I've done all summer is work to take care of you guys, to do Mama solid, and now I'm going to jail!
Tanya storms away.
Doubtful. Kids get a slap on the wrist.
Need I remind you, Black?
Zach shrugs.
I always forget to factor that in.
At another date.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to understand.
Okay.
B Taqueria makes the best tacos in LA, which is a town full of dope tacos. So you will be ruined for life.
They sit at an outdoor restaurant. Tanya smiles half-hearted.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just... a lot on my mind.
So, you know, one of the benefits of dating someone is that you have someone who can share those mind with you. Just saying. Thanks. Yeah.
Tanya stares at her taco, then off in the distance.
My mom taught me never tell a woman to smile, so I won't do that. I will just remind you, I have two functioning ears, two very supportive shoulders for crying on, and one really great penis.
He munches a chip. Tanya smiles at him.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
She eats her taco.
Whoa.
Right?
Wait.
Right?
Wait.
Brian and Tanya walk together through a dimly lit parking lot. Brian nods to a black couple feverishly making out. Tanya stops.
Gus?
Gus breaks away from the kiss and his eyes go wide.
Tanya?
Who is this?
It's Rose.
Gus pulls Tanya aside.
You look great.
Who is that?
How's your night going?
So, Rose and I are in an open relationship, and it's still taboo to her. It might be a generational thing, I'm not sure.
Funny, because she just told me that you guys agreed in the wet spot to be monogamous. And yet, I just saw you eating that woman's head.
We are in an improv class, and we were just rehearsing.
Well, if you're in an improv class, then why are you rehearsing?
Gus stares frozen. Tanya marches back to Brian.
Tanya, I will pay you.
Want to explain what that was about?
I will pay you.
No, sorry. It's not my place.
You gotta admit, that was a little weird.
Didn't your mom also tell you that no means no?
In a different context, I guess that works there too.
She gets in the car. At the office, Tanya looks over pages of expenses. Rose comes in giggling at her phone. Tanya rises from her small desk and follows Rose to her office.
Hey, Rose, we have a problem.
What is it, honey? OMG, this Gus is a certified freak.
Okay, well then, we have two problems.
Rose drops her phone.
Lay it on me. Oh shit, before I forget, I need the latest QED report. The board moved up our meeting, so I need it now.
Check your Dropbox, Rose.
Caroline appears in the doorway.
Dropbox? Wait, why does Caroline... I have so many questions.
I've been doing the QED reports for your girl here, and I just thought it was crazy that we still do them on paper, so I digitized them.
Rose blinks and shakes her head, then smiles.
Great work, Tanya! Delegating responsibility and innovating at the same time? Here for it!
Hey, yeah, that was me.
And excellent managerial instincts. Who knew Caroline even had that skill? No tea, no shade. No lemonade. Oh, here it is. All right, ladies. Time to give the board the old razzle-dazzle. Or should I say, rose-a-dazzle. Woo!
Rose leaves the office and Carboline turns to Tanya.
You're gonna get yours.
Stone-faced, she walks away. Tanya looks up and rolls her head back, then sulks out of Rose's office. In the reception area, Caroline stares intently at her computer. Tanya's social media profile is up on her screen. Bruce looks in over the half wall. He smirks and comes around to her desk.
Are you hate scrolling her?
No. I just thought we had mutual friends.
Oh, sure.
She sold me out. I tried your olive branch and she shoved it up my ass.
Let's actually drop that metaphor.
Okay, I did QED reports for her and she took all the credit.
What, so you're leaving mean comments?
She frowns.
Were you about to?
It just doesn't make sense. The resume, the socials, there's nothing negative. No slutty Halloween costumes, no transphobic retweets. It's like they built this Jack and Jill Barbie out of a lab.
Bruce bites an apple.
You need a hobby.
Tanya pulls into her driveway. She smiles at texts from Brian. He says, I think we should move in together. Too soon? Fine, beach Friday? Tanya looks up.
What in the black ass hell?
Tanya gets out of her car. Other cars line the circular drive. Tanya stomps toward the house. Young adults and teens party in the backyard. You ain't paying, ain't got no bands, and we can't talk. People snatch up brownies from a tray. Kenny flips into the pool. Kenny surfaces.
Yo, Ken. Our video got 10 million views.
That's a million, dickhead.
Oh. These damn brownies, I'm high as hell.
That's a million.
Kenny bounces in the water and goes under. A black woman with red braids swims over and kisses him. Tanya marches over to a stereo on a poolside table and chucks it in the water.
Folks, what's up?
Shut up! All speakers are waterproof these days. Everyone out now.
I got electrocuted once fixing my fan. Felt pretty cool.
Now! You're just walking around in your underwear? No bathing suits? Hurry up! I want you all out of my sight in 5 minutes.
Yo, Ken, your mom's a bitch.
Who's trying to get cut? Say that again if you feel like leading.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You think your naked friends drinking and smoking is good for a brother and sister to see?
What am I supposed to do? I'm stuck here all day, all night.
Oh, don't start with that again. So you made a few sandwiches. Big deal. Oh my God, you're such a dude. You do one thing to help out and you want a statue in your honor. Some of us are out here working.
You don't start with that. Because while you out there hanging out with your coworkers and going on little dates, I'm here taking care of everything else. You know, the shit that I do is just as important as that little ass desk job. Or did you forget I canceled my summer, too? Team Crandall my ass.
You stole from me, from my company, and you call that teamwork? And you're having parties without me? You don't think that I want to have fun, too? And apparently one of your hoes doesn't understand everybody out.
Tried to leave, but you're blocking me in.
A woman stands across the pool.
And I'm not a hoe. I'm a virgin. Kenny and I skate together, so if you're going to slut shame, shame an actual slut.
Zach comes outside.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. How good is Melissa at skateboarding? And I didn't know she likes brownies so much.
Melissa faceplants.
Brownies.
Ah!
Oh,
Melissa!
Melissa, you good?
This is why I can't wait to go off to college.
Please, we're not that bad. And then your boy Ethan's brother stabbed somebody?
Allegedly.
At night, an ambulance in the driveway.
With mom by herself, guess who became the second parent? I never get thanked for it either. It just assumed that that's my job. This summer was supposed to be my first break.
Tanya and Kenny chat on the porch.
You ain't never tell me it was like that.
Well, I can't talk to you anymore.
What is that supposed to mean?
Tanya rolls her eyes.
I get what you're trying to prove with the new clothes and the grill and the accents.
Oh, I'm not fronting. See, okay, this is me. Dad made me go all preppy because it was safer, aka less scary to white folks. Like, I missed the hell out of my dad. But ever since Dad died, I feel like I can be myself.
I don't care how you talk or how you dress. You just went from collecting awards and lacrosse trophies to smoking weed and skating.
And you don't have to do what you did. You just have to do something.
I am doing something. Those skate videos I make with Rock and Jason get hella views. More than any other black skater out there. And we're close to getting monetized.
Really?
Wow. Over 500,000 followers. My sister's not even one of them. Look, I might not be going out, but at least I got my thing. You ain't know that. You don't even know what Melissa can do.
Tanya looks to the ambulance.
Maybe if you knew us a little bit better, we wouldn't feel like such a burden.
The medic leads Melissa back.
Good news. Melissa will be fine. You got lucky. It could have been a lot worse. Okay? Just a dislocated shoulder and an elbow strain. She'll sleep off the marijuana. Just keep an eye on her tonight. Normally, I'd have to report this, but last thing I want to do is get y'all in the system. I had a single mom, too.
Looks at the house.
But we weren't living like this.
To Tanya.
Hang in there, girl. And tighten up.
The tightest.
At the office, Tanya sits at her desk as her head lulls and eyes close. Rose strides in.
Tanya.
Tanya's eyes flutter.
Why do you look so... weathered?
Tanya blinks, then checks her face in her computer screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was up all night. My sister, daughter, ate something that didn't agree with her.
That is why I'm staunchly anti-procreation. Mainline some coffee, girlie. We got some work to do. Woo!
Rose heads into her office. Tanya stretches and slaps her face. She plasters a toothy grin. Later, Tanya arrives home and gets texts from Brian. Still down for my scholarship ceremony tomorrow? You're gonna fall so hard for me. Asterisk, so much harder. Tanya smiles at her phone and starts typing. Then she looks up at the clean living room. Her chat bubble flashes typing ellipses. Brian texts, "Aw man, don't give me the bubbles." Tanya opens the patio door and steps outside. Kenny hosts Melissa and Zach at a table. The patio is decorated with Spanish flags. Tanya joins them and sits at the table. Melissa wears a purple dress.
Was this for me?
Nah, we left it open for Elijah. What the hell you think?
Kenny figured since you couldn't go to Spain, he'd bring Spain to you. But his toxic masculinity won't let him say it.
Kenny, this is dope.
Kenny serves food.
You know, Kenny's always had tons of potential. He just needed the freedom to explore it. She's been like this all day. Can't tell if I like it or not. Ever since my overdose...
Let's never say that again.
Everything is so much clearer. I think I liked all that dark stuff because I was scared of death. That fear is gone. All I see now is light, hope, possibility.
Seriously, Kenny, how did you do all of this?
It's an all-black cooking channel called On TV. I mean, personally, I would have named it People of Color Nary. Or Chef Again Americans. Or just niggas in the kitchen, fine.
That works too.
At the office, Tanya taps at her laptop keyboard. Rose bursts in.
We're screwed.
Wait, what?
The manufacturers were protesting working conditions. It turned into a riot and they burned down the factory. Our entire winter line is a giant cloud of smoke.
Well, what can we do? Can we get the manufacturers?
We were already on thin ice, and now the board doesn't want to throw good money after bad. They're shutting us down.
What? Rose, no, I need this job. I don't have the booty for OnlyFans.
Don't worry, Tanya. You've got a nice storied career ahead of you. And I'll put in a good word for you wherever you want. If my name means anything, go home for the day. I was saving this bottle for a celebration, but I guess the start of the next chapter of my life is something to celebrate.
Hey, babe. Have an update on that fire. It's still going.
Gus holds a file. Tanya gapes. Now at the clothing store, Tanya flips through a rack of jackets. Nearby, a woman with long braids holds up a yellow and red jumpsuit.
This is exactly what I've been looking for.
Sick. You are going to slay Coachella next year. And if Cream doesn't jump your bones, we'll bury him in the desert.
Tanya walks over.
Sorry to interrupt. This would just be really cute with that.
Gold chain.
A necklace or
a belt?
Love. You work here?
No, I'm just doing some retail therapy.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ma'am.
Tanya cringes as the teens walk away. Tanya glances down at her black and blue business garb. Her eyes drift around the store to a puff sleeve jacket, two mannequins in hats, and a plain pink crop tank top. Tanya holds her phone.
Rose!
Hey, Tanya!
Call up the board and tell them they can't shut us down yet. I have something big and I just need the night to work on it.
Why the fuck not?
Images of coffee pouring in a mug interpose with Tanya typing at her computer. At night, Tanya jingles her keys as she strolls up her driveway. Brian sits on the porch steps.
Hey, what are you doing here?
He holds up an award trophy. Tanya shuts her eyes, then looks at him.
I thought that was next Friday.
I texted you yesterday. Called you tonight.
Work went to shit and I had to stay late again.
Yeah, you're a top secret job. And I've been sitting here listening to the family that you just won't introduce me to, so.
Tanya looks at the house.
Part of dating is actually getting to know each other.
And another part is respecting people's privacy.
I wouldn't have to dig if you weren't being so secretive.
Well, I would tell you more if you didn't want to know so much.
Fine. But I asked you to be there for me, and you weren't.
Ryan, you know I like you.
Do I?
Tanya gapes.
I thought we were having fun. We're not adults. We don't have to make it all serious.
Seriously? You're gonna do me like that?
I just have so much responsibility right now, I don't have time to be like your wife or something.
Wow.
Brian nods with tight lips. He stands and steps toward Tanya.
Tanya, you bailed on the biggest night of my life. I thought I could at least get an apology.
Ryan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, nobody wants an apology they have to ask for.
He turns away and walks down the drive. At night in the Libra office, Tanya wears a multicolored paisley swirl blazer as she stands before Rose's desk. Rose faces away in her chair. Tanya rolls her eyes and sways on her heels. Rose spins around.
Tanya, this is genius! I'm only 30% sure it's gonna work. But I'm 100% sure we're dead in the water if we don't try. But the board will never see it like this. They have about as much vision as a mole with cataracts. They need to see it on its feet. Right out of space, something funky, like the Ace Hotel or EPLP. There should be enough room on your work card.
About that. Rose, there's something else.
Keep them coming. You're on a roll.
Let's show them we got the message about throwing good money after bad. We'll have it at my house. I have a massive yard, and repurposing a less traditional space could really drive home the vibe of the rebrand.
You're a homeowner? At your age?
I'm a trust fund bitch.
Ooh.
At home.
All right. Listen up, you little larcenist.
Hello to you, too.
We got a team Crandall called Blue.
We don't have a color coding system.
Stay with me. We got one chance to save our asses, and you guys are going to help me, or I'm turning us all in for embezzlement.
Are you really trying to feed this school to prison pipeline?
Kenny, we have to turn this place into the dopest venue in SoCal for a work function on Saturday night, and this is an all-hands-on-deck situation.
We do kind of owe her.
And debts are heavy on the soul.
Kenny squints.
I'm not available Saturday.
I'm just playing it down!
All right, come on, let's do this!
Yeah!
Tanya drops a stack of clothes at a register. She heaves another on top. Kenny vacuums the living room.
Mom usually moves the couch and vacuums under it.
Yeah, your mama went loco, beep.
Kenny and friends paint the house outside.
Reminds me of painting with my pops back in the day.
Kenny paints his friend's back.
Appreciate you inviting me.
Hey, bro, what you doing?
Tanya presents an outfit.
Love, love, love. Tanya, this is stellar. All right, everyone. See you back here at 9 a.m.
And get some rest. We got a big day tomorrow.
Zach mows the lawn.
I'm ready to meet your friend. Ah!
Hey, bud, I missed you.
Yeah, great. And then she goes to the beach and wakes on my horse.
Brian on a video call with Caroline.
Nope, nope. Hey, give it one more shot.
If she doesn't see how great you are, she doesn't deserve you. Period. End of story.
Tanya bumps a rack behind Caroline.
Can you please mind your own damn business for once? Please.
Tanya walks away.
Damn. Is that girl from the office
too? That is how it's done.
Melissa.
How'd you do that so quickly?
Canvases. Could've saved mom's sanity.
A graphic reads, brainstorm innovative ideas for Libra 2.0. Kenny's friends hang lights and one falls from a ladder. Kenny follows a video as he cooks soup. He crushes hot Cheetos over the red liquid. Zach and Melissa set up a lamp on the patio. They high five. Kenny takes out his phone and arms the ADT home security. Elsewhere, Caroline runs an image search on a photo from Tanya's fake social media page. Results show a similar stock photo of a college graduate. In the backyard, Tanya steps onto a runway that's now built over the swimming pool. She poses to an empty yard. At night, colored lights fill the yard. Tanya hurries into the kitchen. Melissa and Zach wear matching white-collared shirts with bow ties.
I'll be honest, I've never felt cooler.
And I never felt more at peace.
Where's Kenny?
Yo!
Kenny enters wearing a blue jean chef's coat.
You look perfect, little bro. Look at you all cleaned up.
Hey. All right, last review, let's go.
Ramaki with local wild-caught scallops and hickory smoked bacon.
Okay.
Mini Wagyu beef Wellington.
Okay.
Mini vegan quiche with spinach.
Oh!
Manhattan clam chowder with flaming hot Cheeto sprinkles.
And all the food tonight is?
No nuts, no gluten, no law suitin'.
Dogs.
Tanya opens the door.
Oh my God, thank you for coming.
We got you, girl. Much.
Tanya's friends enter.
You guys are saving my life right now. That's what we hoped to. Yeah, you're never living that one down.
Yeah.
The woman from Kenny's party brushes inside. Later, Caroline arrives at the party. She strides into the backyard where Rose chats with a woman associate. Caroline approaches them.
Excuse me. Rose? What is it, Caroline? Something?
Caroline opens a yearbook and points to Tanya's pic.
Your girl's a fake. You think this rebrand's gonna work behind some kid? We need to do something. You're right. We do.
Rose stares stone-faced.
I'm writing you up for filing a false claim against a coworker. Get out of your own way, Caroline.
But Rose, this...
Rose walks away. Caroline stares after her, then her eyes shift to Tanya on the back porch. Gus comes out the back door.
Hey, Tanya. I was just wondering if we were still cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. You should go and grab a beer afterwards.
Okay.
Gus, you are a liar and a scumbag. Either you tell Rose or I will.
Tell Rose what?
Rose sidles up to Gus with a smile.
We were just discussing the decor of the house. It's so Libra.
Don't touch him, Rose. I don't know where he's been. Unfortunately, I do.
Maybe it's the champagne, but I'm not following.
I saw him making out with some lady.
Rose steps away from Gus and stares expectantly.
I'm just not sold on the whole monogamy thing.
Why are you putting it in quotation marks? It's a very clear concept. And I believe I already told you if you're not into the whole monogamy thing, then you can pound sand and stop wasting my goddamn... You know what? I'm not gonna give you the satisfaction of causing a scene. Let's go, Tanya. We have a company to save.
Come right on top of that, Rose.
Rose takes Tanya's arm and they stroll away together.
Rose! Cause a scene with me.
Kenny's friend lights the runway. Rose holds a microphone in the spotlight.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us as we present to you the future of Libra. Based on recent news, you might have thought that wasn't a thing.
Damn.
But let me assure you, it is.
Bad. Look.
And here to guide us through it is our hostess and the brains behind this tectonic shift, Tanya Crandall.
Tanya emerges through glitter curtains.
Thank you, Rose.
Rose hands over the mic and steps off stage.
For generations, Libra has reigned supreme in the world of young women's mall fashion. When Rose and I were in high school, all we wanted to do was look just like the cool kids. But for this generation, that ain't gonna cut it. Today, cool means individuality, environmental sustainability, and social responsibility. So we're switching our style up. We're ditching the brick and mortars, we're going fully online, and we're using all vintage looks for our new fashions. Welcome to tomorrow's Libra.
A model struts the runway.
Shelly, like all of tonight's models, is wearing an entirely vintage outfit.
Okay, look at that. Uh-oh.
Bye-bye outsourced manufacturing and overseas shipping. All it takes to build this look is sending our buyers on a trip down Melrose. And our ads will go from glossy and fabulous to Jergen Teller, Cass Birdstyle, Direct Flash. So young women will feel like they're just scrolling through their feed and not being sold to. Gabby's outfit comes from multiple decades, but it feels timeless. No disposable fashion here, just a sick look that's easy on the environment. Monique's outfit is reconstructed mechanics jumpers for young women who aren't afraid to get a little dirty.
Fierce. Pose.
But girls aren't the only ones who want to have fun. Our looks are for her, him, and them. Ethan's gear is from Military Surplus for a look that's Hotel Oscar Tango.
Brian walks in carrying a large plush purple bear.
Duana's animal print style comes from fashion so 80s, they'll have you asking, who shot JR?
Brian confusedly mouths JR.
And like all of Libra's fashions moving forward, they are 100% vegan. No leathers and no feathers. And what about our dedicated retail staff? Inspired by the path of our valued team member, Caroline Harper, who, by the way, digitized all of our QED reports. They'll stay in the family, becoming buyers, scouring vintage stores, in their local markets, pulling pieces to be reviewed by our design team. So you see, huge changes are happening here at Libra, and you do not want to leave the party before midnight.
It ain't midnight, but y'all need to leave my house right now.
Tanya's mom appears on stage.
To prove that style wears no generation, we have Simone.
Latoya Sue Ellen Crandall, if you don't get these mother... I'm going in to meditate as I can feel my rage monster about to escape its cage. But what y'all will not do is be here in 20 minutes. And these people look like they steal.
The crowd gasps. The kids stare wide-eyed. Melissa and Zach run off.
You heard her. Everyone out. You got 20 minutes.
Whoa. What are you, insane? Go ahead, finish. It's okay.
Tanya looks around at the crowd. They stare back.
I'm sorry.
She turns to Rose.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm a 17-year-old kid. And I lied to get this job.
Rose's shoulders drop.
And that's the thing about lying. You have to tell another lie to cover up the last one, and then you drag everyone into your false reality, and then you end up hurting people that you really care about.
She spots Brian.
I swear I didn't mean to. Board members, please, please don't take this out on Libra. Please keep everyone here employed. Well, you're probably down to like 15 minutes now, so...
Tanya starts to walk away, then turns back.
Please don't test my mother.
She pushes through the glitter curtains. Rose turns to the crowd with a smile.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the level to which we take seriously the perspective of our customer. And you heard it straight from the horse's Gen Z mouth.
Rose poses with her hands on her hips. Caroline reaches Brian as he turns to leave.
Brian, what are you doing here?
Getting Tanya back.
Is that the girl you've been talking to?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
She stalks off. At a drink table, an older white woman with long blonde hair wears sunglasses. She checks out one of Kenny's friends as he passes by.
Oh my.
She greets Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
Cute outfit. I'm Joan, but you can call me Joe.
I'm Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Love the update. Fabulous.
Have we met before?
Inside.
Hello? I swear, if one of y'all don't speak right now.
Mom?
Tanya enters the living room.
Mom, why didn't you call first?
I don't need permission to come to my own. Why y'all throwing parties in my house? And why are you hanging around grown folks? And where the hell did you get money to pay for a skate ramp?
Oh, that's a half pipe, Mom.
Boy!
Mom, Tanya got a really well-paying job to take care of us because we didn't have any food. She didn't call you for help because if you came home, you wouldn't get better. That's all she cared about. She did it for you.
Well, why the hell didn't Kenny get a job, too?
Racism.
Kenny and Zach fist bump.
Mom, you are really worked up right now, and that's not good for you. So Zach, Melissa, and I are gonna tear down and clean up.
She's got it.
And let's get some rest. And in the morning, Kenny will make some crepes, and I'll tell you everything.
Sweetest ever, Mom.
She frowns at Kenny.
Your crepes.
Sweet. Wait, he can cook? And I can see his teeth?
Tanya smiles at Simone. Melissa comes back and hugs her mom.
We've missed you. But the summer brought us closer together. We're not just siblings anymore. We're friends.
Brian on the steps.
She was hosting a fashion company in her backyard. What do you mean, why didn't I know?
Who didn't tell you?
She couldn't tell me the truth.
Tanya steps outside and joins Brian and Caroline. She trudges slowly down each step. Brian grips a plush toy.
Your middle name is Sue Ellen?
Please don't.
Well, they're pressed to promote me in production now. I'm gonna see if I can get them to agree to a crazy salary while they're buzzed.
Caroline gives Brian a look and walks away. The couple smile after her and Brian stands.
I'm sorry, Brian. Unsolicited this time. You gotta understand, I was doing way too much, and it has nothing to do with the way
that
you feel
about
you.
Yeah, you know, first I was mad. You were being shady. Then I saw all this here tonight, and I was mad because you were lying to me. And now, I'm impressed. Miss, I have no plan, but I kind of like fashion. Just saved a whole ass fashion company with her ideas.
Tanya shrugs and grins at him. Brian shakes his head with a smile.
I'm also grateful we're finally in the same reality.
She looks past him to the purple bear sitting atop a pile of plush toys in a wagon.
What you got there?
Oh, that? Well, it's no big deal. I was just playing some arcade games and just won every single bear in existence. I'm not saying I'm a romantic genius, but I'm also not saying.
She wraps her arms around his neck and kisses him. Rose comes out the front door and smiles at them.
You kids today.
They break apart. Tanya smiles at Brian and he takes off.
I'll text your mom.
Tanya hugs one of the plush bears as Rose joins her on the steps.
Are you gonna have me arrested?
For what?
Fraud?
Please. The dumb shit I did when I was your age, I'd still be in jail today.
You learned to play the game. That's half of being an adult. The rest is just bills, weddings, and anti-aging skincare.
Okay. The board thought that scene was part of the show. They praised us for our histrionic flair. Pull a LeBron. Skip college. Come work for me.
Tanya cringes.
I don't know. I'm still a teenager. Got a lot of dumb shit left to do.
All right. Playing hardball, I see. Well, I'll keep you on payroll as a remote employee.
And as part of our tuition reimbursement program, I'll pay for 75% of Howard as long as you major in fashion design. That's my final offer.
Deal, boss lady? Oh.
A-frame. Ah, fuck it.
Tanya rushes in for a hug and Rose wraps her arms around her. They rock side to side in a tight embrace. They break apart and Rose walks away. Tanya's eyes shine in the porch light. She steps toward the purple bear in the wagon.
Tanya? Where the hell the babysitter at?
Tanya's smile fades. Cut to black. Now, the family sits together on the couch. Simone sips a drink.
Y'all did the right thing.
She looks around at her kids.
God, they would have shot all y'all little niggas.
Tanya sighs and rests her head on her mom's shoulder. Credits roll. Unit Production Manager Bernie Gewissler. First Assistant Director Sean Vauder. Second Assistant Director Sarah Balboa. Kenny's friend leans against the hood of a luxury BMW as Rose approaches.
Can I help you?
I was thinking we could help each other. I just wanted to say you are the baddest woman I've ever seen in person.
Boy, I'm old enough to be your mom.
Sounds like we're both in our sexual primes.
Let me see your ID.
Ooh. Yes, Miss Officer.
He hands her an ID card. She examines it.
20?
Held back. Twice.
Credits continue. Cast. Tanya, Simone Joy Jones. Rose, Nicole Richie. Kenny, Danielle Hansley Jr., Melissa, Ayami Sledge, Zach, Carter Young, Brian, Miles Fowler, Caroline, Iantha Richardson, Mom, Patricia, Ms. Pat Williams, Ms. Sturrock, June Squibb, Rock, Tyreek Withers, Jason, Tyshawn Jones, Gus, Jermaine Fowler. A breaking news live feature captures Ms. Sturrock's car as it's extricated from the lake.
Oren Siegel live on scene with some sad news today. The car was recovered from a lake in the San Fernando Valley. Sorry, Kelvin. It's really loud over here. A lot of things going on. So inside was the body of an elderly woman. According to the CHP, she appears to have fallen asleep at the wheel under the influence of, quote, like a gallon of liquor. This led local residents to ask, what do we do when our older neighbors don't know when to say when? Police were unable to find any next of kin or any relatives at all. An unfortunate ending to an apparently lonely, miserable life. Back to you, Kelvin.
Credits continue. Bruce, Gus Kenworthy, Monique, Olivia Ritchie, Ethan, Brandon Severs, Gabby, Lizette Upia, Production Executive, Danielle Harris, Dr. Megan Thompson, Dominique Tony, Cop, Josh Archer, Asher, Keith Coogan, Oren Siegel, Wade Elaine Marcus, Bartender, Robert M. Lee, Girl 1, Hannah Joel Wimbry, Girl 2, Ziandre Unique Simpson, Kid, Romar Abel Fernandez, Partygoer, Phoenix Parnovic, Fashion Show Buyer, Joanna Cassidy, Stunt Coordinator, Cole McKay, Skate Coordinator, Sam Smith, Melissa Stunt Double, Chanel Gaines, Ms. Sturrock Stunt Double, Lori Seaman. Copyright 2024, Fence 2021 Films LLC, all rights reserved. Logo, BET+. Republic Pictures Paramount logo.